This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The world's third largest economy will get a new leader.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Japan is getting a new prime minister. Naoto Kan is resigning after only about a year in power. The changeover is expected to happen next week and could have a significant consequence for the global economy. The BBC's Roland Burke is with us now from Tokyo with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
So there are reports this morning saying that this is about the Fukushima disaster and the response to that. But this is the seventh prime minister Japan has had in the last 5 years. It seems like there must be something economic here.
Well, certainly the economy is a major factor. The fact is that we've had so many prime ministers here because the parliament is divided. The opposition control the upper house, the government controls the lower house. And that means none of those prime ministers has really been able to get things done to tackle the economy. And in addition to that, it's been difficult for Mr. Kan to tackle the problems at the Fukushima nuclear plant, to kickstart the reconstruction after the huge earthquake and tsunami in March. It's cost him his popularity, and now it's costing him his job.
All right, well, what about the next prime minister? Is this going to have an impact on the rest of the world? Japan is still obviously one of the biggest economies in the world.
I think it depends on who it's going to be. What Japan needs to do, many people say, is tackle its enormous public deficit and the huge public debt, which is the biggest in the industrialized world. But a new prime minister, if he can reach out to the opposition, could start to tackle these problems in Japan's economy. And given that this is the third biggest economy in the world, that would be good for other countries too.
The BBC's Roland Burke joining us from Tokyo. Thanks, Roland.
Thank you.
Well, here in the U.S., the White House will unveil plans today to streamline federal regulations for businesses. According to an op-ed in this morning's Wall Street Journal, the White House will eliminate rules to save businesses billions of dollars over the next 5 years. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Nancy, give us the details first. What is the White House planning to do?
Well, the Obama administration says more than two dozen federal agencies have found regulations that are redundant or unnecessary and could be scrapped. And the White House actually started this process with an executive order back in January. And President Obama has already talked about some of the most obvious examples of unnecessary rules, things like not making gas stations install valves on pumps to keep gas vapors from escaping, because there's already technology on cars that does exactly the same thing. Also, the Environmental Protection Agency is allowing more paperwork to be filed electronically. The Department of Homeland Security is going to expedite clearance of low-risk travelers through security at airports. And the Transportation Department will only apply certain railroad safety rules where they're actually needed. Imagine that, Jeremy.
Well, Nancy, I mean, some people have been saying that getting rid of rules is going to help the businesses hire workers. Is that likely to be the case?
Hard to say, because there are a lot of reasons companies aren't hiring right now. And some business groups say they're more concerned about new regulations from the healthcare and financial reform laws. The National Association of Manufacturers says regulations from those new laws are actually more of a threat to job creation and competitiveness.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher across the world this morning, up about 1.4% in London, about 2% in Hong Kong. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow upgraded 37 points to close at 10,854.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. and by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
It has been 3 months since tornadoes killed hundreds of people and destroyed thousands of buildings in Alabama, and the after effects span the dial. Executives in the state's radio business say the storms cost them millions of dollars in advertising revenue. From WBHM in Birmingham, Tanya Ott reports.
Most days, Birmingham's 95.7 Jams sounds like this. But in the days after the tornado, it was wall-to-wall news.
Back in studio with our coverage, as we ourselves had to get to our places of safety.
Immediately after the storm, I called to say I have grave reservations.
That's David DeBose, head of Cox Media Group in Birmingham. The company he called was Arbitron. It's like the Nielsens of radio. Arbitron mails out diaries for people to record what stations they listen to.
When the tornado hit, you had some diaries that were already in the field. Imagine, are you going to fill out your diary, or are you going to worry about dealing with the debris that's in your yard or hole in your roof?
Sure enough, Jams dropped from its long-held number one spot in the market to number five. DeBose demands Arbitron dump the ratings for the period when the tornado hit, but Arbitron's Beth Webb says no way.
A few days' disruption isn't going to disrupt the entire service if things get back to normal.
And she says things did get back to normal. The company collected enough diaries. Webb says a blip for one station doesn't warrant canceling the ratings for the entire Birmingham area. Industry execs say this rumble over ratings points to a larger problem. Arbitron is a monopoly. If it wants to dig its feet in on any issue, there's not much radio stations can do about it.
It's not due to some sort of nefarious plot.
Peter Dominowski is with Market Trends Research. He says other companies have tried competing against Arbitron, but didn't last because the business is highly specialized and expensive. Observers note, until another company gets in the radio ratings business, there are bound to be more disputes. In Birmingham, I'm Tanya Ott for Marketplace.
And finally, you've heard of the Michelle Obama sales bump that clothing stores get every time the first lady wears a new outfit? Well, how about the Joe Biden bump? The vice president was in Beijing last week, and he stopped into a noodle shop for lunch. And ever since then, diners have been lining up for as long as an hour to get a table at the restaurant. They're asking for the Biden special, steamed meat buns and noodles topped with soybean paste. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
When the ultrasound machine was introduced in Asia, self-selective abortions erupted across the continent, resulting in 160 million missing girls.
People see this machine as really a way to ensure them a boy.
I'm Bob Moon, new medical technology with unintended consequences. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.